Epilogue. This week, I was really on my game. Her notebook as witness. Everything is in there, even that I withdrew my hand from hers on the sofa and then rebuffed her three attempts to get it back. My little wife writes it all down. My darling, she gets herself so worked up. My favorite part was waking up in the middle of the night to tell her that I loved her. She was beaming with joy the next day, until she called me in a panic a few hours later to demand confirmation. Of course, like every time, I denied it coolly. She goes nuts when I do that. It's incredible to think about, really. You should believe your own ears. I repeated it three times. Have more confidence in yourself. Have some self-assurance. How can she doubt herself to such a degree? My wife's vulnerability is staggering. Just how far will I be able to go before she fights back? Will she ever put up the least resistance? Will she finally rebel one day? I have to admit that I've pushed her to the limit the last few days, gawking at the pretty waitress at the Italian restaurant on Wednesday afternoon, going to sleep without saying goodnight right in the middle of a conversation, terrifying her by whispering that we have to talk. And I was not very kind when we were at Louise and Nicolas. But to be honest, I didn't think she would get so upset over a clementine. I really thought the fruit suited her. It's deliciously sour, and you can devour 1,000 in one sitting. This week was particularly intense, but going off with Pierre during our daughter's birthday party, seriously? I was afraid someone might see them leaving the bathroom. It wasn't very smart, given that the hallway window looks out right onto the garden. I'm not angry at her. I should have anticipated that flirting with her best friend so obviously right in front of her would send her spiraling. But like I do every time, I made love to her that very night. I do it systematically whenever she sleeps with another man. I mark my territory, and it's a way for me to communicate tacitly that I'm not angry at her, that I forgive her. Next week, I'll behave impeccably. There'll be no writing in the notebook, not the slightest faux pas. Maybe I'll even be a little overzealous, an impromptu declaration of love and a nice gift, why not? She must already know about Venice since she goes through all my emails, but that will do the trick. The secret to keeping the scales of power tipped to my advantage is to switch up the intensity. If every week were like this one, she would be exhausted and numb to everything. So, after a particularly grueling week, a crescendo from Monday to Sunday, I have to ease up on her. That way she lets her guard down, puts things in perspective, remembering that she and I do have good moments. She even guilts herself. How could she have been so angry at me when I'm such a loving husband? I need to establish serenity between us so I can set my latest strategy in motion. I found out about a new form of male contraception this week, which gave me the idea to suggest that we have a third child. It's a thermal and reversible method that's easy to conceal, thanks to which my wife will believe she's become sterile, or worse, menopausal. It will distress her for months, not being able to give me what I want. She will be eaten alive by worry that I'll leave her for a younger woman capable of giving me a child. I think I'll use the contraceptive method for a few months, and then when she's least expecting it, I'll get her pregnant. In any case, she'll love the child less if I get her pregnant right away, and we both know that motherhood is not her strong suit. Come to think of it, I'd love to have a third child with her. Seeing Nicolas and Louise so happy sparked my desire. I am a very present father, and I've always told myself that my softness compensates for her coldness. My wife does not love motherhood, but she loves our children, and that's all that matters. I'm not complaining. I have so many friends whose relationship has been destroyed by parenthood. For us, it was the opposite. After the birth of our two children, she doubled down on her efforts to seduce me, to please me, to ensure we had quality time together. I've seen so many women allow their new role as mother to take over, to the point that they forget they are also wives. My wife never neglected me. I remained her favorite. Our love remained her priority. I know that our relationship is a citadel that she will defend no matter what. I am lucky to have her by my side. I'm aware of that. I fell in love with her at first sight. My wife is sublime. She is almost absurdly beautiful, a beauty that has been chipped away at over time only by her lack of self-confidence. It was clear right away that she wasn't from my world, but that wasn't important. She was different, complicated, complex. Sometimes, when I go too far, I'm afraid that she'll leave me. The thought makes me dizzy. I don't ever want her to pull away. I want to keep my wife close to me. Sometimes, when she spends a while downstairs, when I call her from upstairs and she doesn't answer, I'm afraid that I'll go down and find that she's hanged herself in the kitchen, or that she's packed her bags and left. I play with the limits. I play with her limits, but I know where they are. I can't imagine my life without her. This dawned on me a few months after we first met, when she went back to her ex for 2 weeks. I knew that they had gone to the seaside. I did nothing. I didn't call her. I didn't beg her to come back. But I made myself a promise. If she comes back, I will marry her and build a life with her. She came back, and I kept my promise. On our wedding day, I was happy, but lucid. I knew what I was getting myself into. That day, I wrote vows for her too. A long letter that I didn't dare read in front of our guests. Too modest, I suppose. I know that caused her a lot of pain. But as I often do when she's suffering, I diverted my gaze and waited for it to pass. It's not my fault that she feels everything so intensely, that small irritations cause her such great pain. I can't dry all her tears. That's not my role. My wife isn't looking for a shoulder to cry on. She's looking for a soulmate to set her aflame. That's how our relationship functions. After 15 years together, there is still passion, desire. That's more than most married couples can say. Make no mistake, by acting this way, I give her what she needs. I fuel her passion for the good of our family. I know her by heart. If we'd had a peaceful relationship, she would have quickly grown bored, and she would have ended up leaving me for a supposedly great love. Her romantic engine runs on strong sensations, so I try to maintain a certain cadence. My wife can't go long without a spark. No notebook or codified system for me. I leave that to my wife. I act on my whims. I do what I like. I go to her when I miss her and distance myself when she irritates me. Knowing that she's prepared to do anything for me is a comfortable position to be in. Comforting, too. And above all, reassuring. No other woman will ever love me like she does. She's Ariane. She's my wife.